Exam skills. Speaking test. Part 3. Exercise 3B.
So, what information would it be useful for the company to put in the newsletter, Carla?
Let's see. I think perhaps information about new products and services would be the most important thing. What do you think, Sven?
I think that's a good idea because it's a way of promoting new products and letting existing customers know about them.
Yes, and I think it's also useful to have articles about people who work in the company so that customers can get to know us as individuals. Don't you agree?
You mean articles about members of staff?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure. I think the member of staff would have to agree. I mean, not everyone feels comfortable about being featured in a newspaper.
But these are articles about what they do at work and what they do in the company.
Well, maybe. Another type of article could be about social work that the company does.
Social work?
Yes. I mean, how the company protects the environment and the money it gives for community projects and so on.
I like that idea. It would help the image of the company a lot.
Mm. And what sort of things do you think customers would be interested in?
I'm not sure. Maybe the same things.
Maybe. I think customers are always interested in improvements in services or things which make the product cheaper. What do you think?
Yes, but that's really the job of the sales team to communicate with the customer. I think it's difficult to produce a newsletter that customers will read.
What do you mean?
I mean, customers have lots to read and may just put the newsletter in the bin. I think we have to include competitions and things which are entertaining, you know, like the games some companies include in their website.
Yes, I think that's a great suggestion.
And what advantages does a newsletter have over a company website?
Well, perhaps you are making sure that the customer gets it in his office. I mean, you don't know if the customer will look at your website.